Hospital food has long been the butt of Jell-O jokes, but an online search of the term hospital food turns up mixed reviews, some of them raves. Rapid City Regional Hospital chef hopes to earn rave reviews for taste, but also has been introducing patients to food that is healthy. He buys local foods when he can and has future plans to grow much of it in a garden near the hospital. It's a rough drive up a hill to get to Scott Brinker's garden. The road consists of two ruts running through deep prairie grasses. At the top of the hill, with Rapid City Regional Hospital seen at a distance, are several raised beds, a little greenhouse, some beehives, and a tilled plot ready for plants. Surrounding the garden is a wire fence to keep out the deer. The beds were built last year, and this year some hold cabbages, wheat, tomatillos, rhubarb, and lots of herbs.
They grow real well here, so mint is one of the things that I use a lot of in a lot of the cooking, and we make mint-infused waters and teas.
Brinker is chef at the hospital and hopes to add fruit trees and berry bushes, as well as more food plants in seasons to come. This local food production supports Brinker's philosophy that food in a hospital should be healthy as well as tasty.
So many of our patients upstairs are here just because of the food choices that they've made. You know, when I come to the hospital, I think, we've got to be an example to them of changing their eating habits.
Brinker is part of the farm-to-table movement and buys local grass-fed, organically raised beef and produce ripened on the vine. He visits farms and gardens to ensure that there are no chemical fertilizers or pesticides used there. Brinker says he runs classes for patients called New You through nutrition. This educational component helps patients to change their eating habits toward fresher, healthier foods without additives and preservatives.
We kind of want to talk a little bit about it, not just hand people some recipes and say good luck.
Brinker says patients don't necessarily have to give up the foods they love, but just learn healthier ways to prepare them. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.